yourself. That record backwards is a message from that record backwards.
Alright, man, I just did a show. Like, I just put it up earlier today. But fuck it, man, I'm gonna do another one. What does that hurt, huh? Don't hurt shit. Can't have too many shows. Fuck, worst case scenario, just don't listen to it, man. What do I give a shit? I don't know, we'll see if this works. This could be the beginning of a new, shittier sounding era of ham radio. Say, let me bore you with tech details. So, obviously I had that fire. I did that one episode on my laptop. Just ludicrous, man. I don't know how they make fucking webcams that still sound that bad. Oh, this is fucking amazing. Holy fuck. I'm just right in the middle of the financial district. Like, I'm right in between all the bank buildings. There's the TD building across from me. What's this behind me? RBC? CIBC building. We only have like 5 banks in Canada, and this is where all of the major buildings for all the banks are in our biggest city. These are some big fucking buildings, man. The Bank of Montreal building, it's the next biggest after the CN Tower. There's HSBC down the street. It's just fucking crazy, dude, just to be right here and just to look up. I'm right in the middle of the mall. It's so crazy. And I'm literally 6 or 7 minutes away from my house. That is so amazing. Basically, I just left the house to go buy groceries, which is another thing I can do at midnight. At Thursday midnight, who gives a shit? Grocery store's open. Fucking fantastic. Ah, this is such a good city, man. So good. Anyway, so yeah, I leave the house and I see all these buildings and see downtown a fucking beckoning, and it's like, ah, I can't resist. I gotta go walk around. Gotta go soak it in. I wonder what it would be like if I lived in Manhattan when I was in New York. Like, what if I lived? I mean, it boggles the mind to think of how expensive it would have been, but What if I could just walk out of the house and just be right there? I don't know. I still feel like I wouldn't be as good as this, but it would have been a different experience. That would have been maybe better. Definitely better. I mean, jeez. Anyway, the point is that I was getting it earlier. My fancy audio recorder, turns out, did survive the fire, so I got it, but it's a bit of a pain because it smells like fire, for one thing. And it's fancy, it's complicated, you know, I gotta have an SD card, I gotta have batteries, I gotta have thought to bring it with me. I don't have anywhere to put it, you can sort of squeeze it in a pocket, but it's awkward. However, now I got this MP3 player, it's cool, it's this little SanDisk thing. I figured it got good reviews online, and SanDisk is a pretty famous company for, SD cards and shit, so I figured they'll be pretty fucking trustworthy in the quality department. So this is a little refurbished 4 gig one. It's only like $30. And it's got this recording feature that doesn't seem that shitty. I mean, this is obviously not as good as my fancy recorder, but I'm gonna have this on me all the time. I just passed a guy passed out in his limo. Isn't that weird? Being in the super fancy district. It's not a cab driver passed out, it's a limo guy just fucking sleeping in his front seat. So yeah, so the point is, days like this when I'm just out walking around, man, I can just pull this shit out. Because I'll always have it. So we'll see how this goes. If the quality is not too bad, this could be the new Method Man. Which I could use as a segue to play Method Man, but I'm not gonna. So what I played at the start of the show there is Mindless Self-Indulgence. After I played a couple other songs on the last show, I went and downloaded a couple other albums again, getting back into the groove. That was a song by them called Backmask. That is awesome. I love that song. And if you play it backwards, it says, "Eat your vegetables," and shit like that. Let's play the backwards one right now. And then after that, I'm going to play the next song on my MP3 player. This is so cool. And just listen to a song on the MP3 player and then just switch over to the fucking recorder. It's all one little device. Man, if this works out, this is going to be cool. It's not like this show ever sounded that good to begin with. So, hey, man, I like it. I'm going to play the first track off the new Trent Reznor thing, How to Destroy Angels. The EP just dropped. Yo, you can download it for free. It's pretty cool. This is the first song. There's a video for it and shit. It's pretty neat.
They have too late.
Alright, I just gave that a little listen back. I wouldn't say it sounds great. It's like if I hold it a little too close to my mouth, it feels like it's peaking a bit. So, yeah, I'm gonna try not to make a habit of this. If I go outside with the specific intention of doing a ham radio, I'll bring the good recorder. But if something just kind of fucking hits me all of a sudden, this'll do. For now, though, I think this will probably do it for now. So I'm not gonna put up a fucking 3-song episode. I'll just hang on to this. Next time I do a show, I'll just put this one at the start. Maybe that's how this will work. These ones will build up slower. But yeah, just walking around, there's a lot of homeless people in Toronto. Like, quite a few. And a lot of them, they just sleep out in the street, like in the sidewalk. But, you know, I feel like if I was homeless, I would probably try to find somewhere to squirrel away. But I don't know, maybe there's safety in the invisible, right? Maybe less people will fuck with you if you're just laying on a sidewalk. You're visible. You know, if someone did want to fuck with you, everybody can see you. Anyway, this one dude had just passed. He's passing a big, big shirtless dude, kind of chubby, making out with his lady. Yeah, this guy laid down and then he put a traffic cone right by his head, just I guess to make sure, in case a truck or something decides it needs to pull up onto the sidewalk, that it does not crush him. Man, it must kind of suck being a hot dog vendor. You gotta stand all day for one thing, kind of out in the open in the elements, and you got your fucking motor going all the time. It's loud. It must suck. So, yeah, I didn't really plan this out, so I don't have much on this MP3 player. It's also brand new. So, let's just play another MSI song. This is one called Clarissa, from the same album as Back Mask. That was called Frankenstein Girls Will Seem Strangely Sexy from 1999. They're such a good band. Actually, before that, play a little bit of the singer, Little Jimmy Urine, explaining how to make an MSI song.
Okay, today on the show, we're going to teach you how to write an MSI song. All right, shut the hell up. It's not that fucking cool. Okay, first you need technology, because every MSI song has technology. So first, build yourself a fucking robot. Just get a couple of things here, put them in there. That should be good.
Those are bidding, master.
Yeah, okay, great. All right, now we all know that robots, of course, eat. And that's only, though, to make regular straight-ahead rock and roll. But, of course, we want to reinvent the wheel and shoot ourselves in the foot, living in obscurity and dying alone. So, let's give the robot a glass of soda. Here you go, robot. You're looking really thirsty.
Oh, thank you.
All right, that's great. I'll see you next time, kids.
Yay! Hey, what about the song? Jimmy, what about the song?
Right, yeah. Okay, well, anyways, I guess the only note I can say is always write from experience. So, hand me that guitar. Ow.
I'll build a rock and roll robot. I'll build a rock and roll robot and let me down.
Let me down.
I had a glass of soda, never wrote a song.
It's not my fault.
Now I'll die in obscurity.
No.
And no one will know the genius that is Little Jimmy.
No, no, no,
I'm dying alone. I'm dying so alone.
So alone. So alone. So alone. So alone.
That fucking moron needs a robot and a glass of soda.
See you next time, kid!
We'll be right back.
There's a couple other random ass thoughts that I had. I was just thinking with that How to Destroy Angels, the Trent Reznor band. I was just thinking how, like, Pretty Hate Machine came out, I believe it was 89? Might have been 88. Maybe it was 90, hold on. Like, in the grand scheme of things, you got, like, Guns N' Roses, and then not long after that, Nine Inch Nails. Which is weird, because that's so worlds apart, you know? Nine Inch Nails is still relevant. Nine Inch Nails is still fucking vibrant. Though that may be a funny word to use to describe Nine Inch Nails, but whereas, you know, playing back just on my last show, I played some Guns N' Roses from Use Your Illusion, the Use Your Illusion era, and it's so music of its time, you know? All just the production, the way the bass sounds, the way the drums sound. And Pretty Hate Machine is right on the cusp. I mean, if you listen to the demos, it's very 80s sounding, but the final product, like, man, I don't know, just the fact is, it's been like 20 fucking years that Trent Reznor's been putting out stuff, and it's still, like, that guy is just, he's better than ever, you know? Like, he was, the whole Fragile era, the double disc, like, I don't know, at that point I felt like, well, he was down in a pit, he was fucking, you know, like, addicted to drugs or drinking or what have you. Super depressed. The long-haired, gothy Trent Reznor. But man, he pulled his shit together. The fucking dude, now he's got his hair buzzed off and he's, like, working out and he's got his shit together. And not only that, if you listen to interviews with this guy about digital distribution of music and the future of the music industry, he fucking knows what's going on. This How to Destroy Angels EP is a perfect example. You can download the fucking thing for free. You can pay a couple bucks to get FLAC or WAVE versions, probably just to pay for bandwidth. And then if you want to buy t-shirts and posters and stickers and limited edition versions of the album on vinyl and stuff, you can buy all that stuff. His limited edition t-shirt thing is already sold out. You just get a download of the album with that. It's fucking, it's so cool. It's just fucking give it away, man. You cannot stop music piracy. You cannot. So don't even try. Just give it away. Give it away and then have physical products to sell along with it. It's so simple, but it's so sensible. And I really think it's a big step beyond. I think all this fucking iPod, iTunes bullshit, this is, I hope to Christ, temporary. Every time I try to use iTunes, it's just fucking shocking how difficult it is, how many hoops you gotta jump through. Why can't you just copy your shit onto an MP3 player and listen to it? What's with all these playlists and sorting out all this crap and syncing? And it's ridiculous, man. There's all these artificial barriers that don't make any goddamn sense. I don't know how the fuck Apple pulled that off, because they got sleek design, they got fancy marketing. I have no idea, but it's fucking surely will pass. Anyway, it also got me thinking about just haters. Where you run into a lot more of them on the internet than you ever do in real life. But, there are definitely folk who, you know, at least in an internet capacity, that I've heard, just criticizing Trent Reznor. Yeah, he was good until With Teeth came out, or whatever. Everybody picks their line in the sand when he started to suck. That dude never started to suck. That dude is still fucking awesome. He's more awesome than ever. I mean, as far as an album for the ages, you know, that'll stand up to the test of time, I mean, yeah, Downward Spiral's the thing. Musically, artistically, you could definitely make the argument that that's the peak, that's the zenith. But as a total package, as a guy, as a career, as a, just the whole, man, Trent Reznor's so cool, I can't get over how great that guy is. So, I feel like if you got hate for Trent Reznor, you should really examine the fuck is going on in your brain, because maybe you're an inappropriate hater. Anyway, you want to be a hater? Here's something you can hate. I'm going to play a song that probably no one is going to like if they are down with the music of this show. This little MP3 player also has a radio. It's been a while, back since I worked in the porn store, really, that I've listened to the radio. You know, I just don't really like the radio that much, but But hey, it's right here, right? So it's kind of neat to flip through and sift through the stations, and I zoned in pretty quick on the station intended for me, right? The sort of alt-rock station, which is great, you know, if I want to hear Incubus and Linkin Park, that's obviously great, but, you know, it's like, it's neat to hear shit that I know on the radio, but it's very, you know, instantly just shit that I've, yeah, okay, I know that song, I've heard it, it's not new, it's not that interesting. So what my go-to has been all day, it's only been today, this might not last as a fucking habit, but, it's the new country station, which is just, like, the worst ever. The kind of music I just hated when I was a kid. Just hated. Like, it's not even... certainly not alt country, and it's not even old school country. It's new country, you know? It's just the worst. But listening to it today, just because it's so different from what I usually listen to. And, you know, I'm 30 years old, I'm just older and wiser. My priorities have changed. See, here's a really beautiful park. How come there's no homeless people sleeping in this? Maybe they give a shit about this. Maybe they kick you out. I would so sleep here. This looks beautiful. I just wonder what the rules are of being homeless. It's weird. What the fuck is that thing? There's a thing about the size of a cat. That's like a little wolf. Holy shit. What are you, buddy? It's a thing, it's like a little bigger than a cat. Pretty much a cat, but it has like a... it looks like a jackal. Like a jackal head. What the shit? And, man, you're definitely some kind of... what the hell, dude? What are you? You look awesome. Guess you live in the park. Weird. I wonder if I can look that up. Just like what kind of weird wildlife lives in Toronto. There's this shitty book, which to be fair, I never finished it, but it's called The Life of Pi. It's got a stylized tiger face on the cover. You've probably seen it at an airport. Crazy successful. I wish I had their marketing department if I ever make a book. But it seemed like a whole lot of horseshit. I don't know. I couldn't get into it. But the first chapter is about a guy's dad who runs a zoo. Had a lot of interesting facts about zoos in it. And one of them was that they're like, if you take the average city, turn it upside down and shake it, the number of weird animals that would fall out would shock the shit out of you. Just stuff you'd never expect. Alright, so anyway, this new country station. One thing I kind of like about this, it's really sappy music, like really, really sappy. I don't know what other word to put it. It's kind of cheeseball. But it's a lot of storytelling, you know, a lot of stories about... so-and-so was just a girl and she was 17. Whatever. And I don't know, I kind of get into that. It's kind of neat to listen to a song that's a story. Like Carl Pilkington would say. I should see if I can find that clip, if I can, before I play this country song. I'll play a little Carl Pilkington. Yeah, so I was listening to songs and like, yeah, I just wasn't getting sick of it. It's like, okay. Musically, I don't really like this song. I really don't think it's a very good song, but it's kind of interesting. And it is more just a laid-back vibe. It's nice that it's not abstract. Most songs that I've always liked are just like, the more abstract the lyrics, that's fine. I'm good with that. I don't mind. But it's kind of nice to have songs that are just about normal stuff. Just about your marriage or your house or your city. Just really, really down to earth. And there was this one song that, again, I gotta stress that I don't think this is a very good song, but as I was walking down the road, it kind of choked me up a little bit. It's just about somebody who leaves home with a note from their mama. It's got a quarter taped to it, and it's like, hey man, quarter ain't worth shit, and you can't buy anything with a quarter, but you can call home anytime, because... you always got your mom's love, no matter where you go. And I thought that was nice. So, let's listen to some Carl Pilkington. And then I'll figure out what that song was and play that. And I apologize in advance for the country.
So I'm playing some of the most beauteous tunes in the world. And I was just telling Carl, lined up a Simon and Garfunkel track, Only Living Boy in New York. He went, why is he the only living boy in New York? I went, what? He went, what does that mean then? I went, I don't know. He went, well, what's it about? I said, I don't care. I said, it's lovely cinema. He goes, no, but what's it? I said, I don't go into that. Do it. I said, he went, I like a story. I said, like what? I said, Killing of Georgie, no trickery. Killing of Georgie. I think we should play that at
the
last.
It's good. I heard it the other day on Radio 2. It was cracking. It sounds like, well.
It's really good.
Tell them what it's about again.
It's about, little girl, gay fella.
A little what? A little gay fella?
Yeah.
Right.
Who, I mean, I haven't heard it for a bit, so it's all off memory, this. But,
yeah.
Gay bloke, is he from Scotland?
I have no idea.
But he's from somewhere where gays aren't liked.
Okay.
Right? No.
No, well, he is.
Georgie Boy was gay, I guess, nothing more unless they're the kindest guy I ever knew, right? Now, all he did was, right, his father said, how can my son not be straight, kicked him out, right? Goes to America.
Yeah, but you can handle all that. You can handle your dad not getting on with you if other people around you are into the same scene.
Yeah.
But he was like, he was left on his own, he didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He was getting stressed out.
Yeah.
So he goes.
And this was before, like, this was before. I mean, this is, what, when did this record come out?
77?
77, yeah, something like that.
Right.
And, he's
during punk.
Right, oh, yeah. I see, yeah.
Yeah.
So
you know, the village people had come along and made gay cool.
Yeah.
That had already happened.
Yeah.
But it wasn't respected.
But he was watching the telly or something, and he saw that New York had loads of them over there and they're all having a good time.
Sure.
No, sorry. At no point in the song does Rod Stewart say little gay Georgie was watching telly and saw loads of gays in New York. At no point in that song.
No, but this is what I like about that song. You sort of picture what's going on.
You make it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so the little gay fella was watching telly and there was presumably the and now from New York, the gay show. Yeah.
Or whatever, because it was a big scene over there, wasn't he, in the 70s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Go on.
So he goes over there. And, he's having a great time and that. He's meeting,
went to New York town, very quickly settled down, soon became the toast of the Great White Way.
Yeah, they loved him.
All the old Queens blew a fuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, he was out late one night.
Yeah.
And he's walking home.
Yeah.
And, gets attacked, gets killed.
Yeah.
And he's lying in
they
the
They didn't intend to take his life, they just pushed their, luck a little too far that night. Yeah, you see?
So.
Yeah.
But what's good there? Is it good that he had a bit of a good life? And was able to be himself.
Yeah.
Or should he have stayed in Scotland?
He didn't come from Scotland. Again, I really.
Well, is there any way we can get this song before the end of the show and play it? Because I've heard it recently. A lot of people listening will have never heard this song. They won't have any idea.
Can I say what you said when we were talking about that song once before?
Is it bad?
It might be. Because we were talking about, you know, Georgie Boy, got it. I don't know.
What?
It's when you said.
Well, it's a fact. I don't think if.
Well, he said. So it's for King of Georgia. He gets out. Gets out. Dies. Right. He goes. Well, they do go out late.
I know.
All gay people.
I
go
know
out
a few
late.
Gay people, and they start to party late on. That's what in Soho, right?
Yeah.
Girlfriend got in a cab. Right. Suzanne was in a cab, and the cab driver was taking her to an early start. Right. She works at the BBC.
Yeah.
Early start, 4 in the morning. It was going down. It was mental in Soho at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
They were all still like starting the night out.
How do you know they were? How do you know they're
gay? It's Soho, isn't it?
Fair enough.
Oh yeah. In these days, changing ways, so-called liberated days, a story comes to mind of a friend of mine. Georgia boy was gay, I guess, nothing more or nothing less, the kindest guy I ever knew. His mother's tears fell in vain, the afternoon Joe's tried to explain that he needed love like all the rest. Paul said there must be a mistake. How can my son not be straight after all I've said and done for him?
See, his father took it as a sort of personal slight, but you can't help it, you know. And as he said, you know, he's just gay. It doesn't make him a nasty person.
Not at all.
Leaving home on a Greyhound bus, cast out by the ones he loves, a victim of these gay days, it seems.
Are you enjoying this, Carl?
Yeah, but I'm not gay.
No evidence of him being Scottish.
No, but
Georgie went to New York. York town. Very quickly settled down and soon became the toast of the Great White Way. Accepted by Manhattan's elite and all the places that were chic, no party was complete without George. Along the boulevards he cruised, and all the old queens blew up fuse. Everybody loved Georgie Boy.
When he says they blew a fuse, they're not electricians. They mean he's sort of, it's sort of,
And it's not a euphemism either.
Last time I saw George alive was in the summer of 75. He said he was in love. I said, I'm pleased. George attended the opening night of another Broadway hype, but split before the final curtain fell. Deciding to take a shortcut home, arm in arm, they meant no wrong. A gentle breeze blew down Fifth Avenue.
Oh, I'm worried.
I'm a bit edgy. He's out late.
I know. And he's taking a shortcut, which is mental.
Not in New York City.
Yeah.
He doesn't know the area. He's from Scotland.
Out of a dark inside street came a New Jersey gang with just one aim: to roll some innocent passerby. There ensued a fearful fight. Screams rung out in the night. George's head in a sidewalk cornerstone.
I bet it was them that were screaming.
Yeah.
A leather kid, a switchblade knife, did not intend to take his life. He just pushed his luck a little too far that night. The sight of blood dispersed again. A crowd gathered, the police came. An ambulance screamed to halt on 53rd and 3rd.
I'm suddenly worried. This isn't a true story, is it?
Who knows?
If it is, we don't know that. Just what I'd say, that we're not... Oh, well, that would be terrible.
Yeah.
George's life ended there, but I ask who really cares? George once said to me, and I quote, he said, never wait or hesitate. Get in, kid, before it's too late. You may never get another chance. Cause youth's a mask, but it don't last. Live it long and live it fast. Georgie was a friend of mine.
Of just 18 years, a penny and quarter taped to a letter, and mama's goodbye in her ears. She watched as her high school faded behind her, and the house with the white picket fence. Then she read the note that her mama had wrote, wrapped up with 26 cents. When you get lonely, call me. Anytime at all, I'll be
Hey, I just finished doing my grocery shopping, 1 a.m., and I just went to check my phone just to see what time it is. Turns out I missed some calls from my friend Brad. I don't know, man, this thing's on vibrate, but I swear I never feel it. I just never feel it vibrate. But, I don't know, I find cell phones so obnoxious. Ever since I've had a cell phone, I just never have them on, make noise. Because I wouldn't hear the noise anyway, because I'm always walking around with headphones and stuff. But, yeah, I prefer the vibrate. It's just that, lately at least, in general, it's always been a little dodgy, but I swear I never feel this fucking phone, ever. Remember though, the first cell phone I ever got was, when I lived out in Vancouver, and I remember, it was a prepaid phone, as I've all my phones been, so I didn't get called by very many people. Usually it was the girl I was dating out there, and man, just, still brings back nice associations sometimes, feel a phone vibrate in my pocket. It's like, just for a second, I didn't think, like, it's 2005, and that girl's calling me. And then I get, I'm sure everybody gets this, or a lot of people probably, but, like, phantom vibrations, where I think I feel my phone vibrate, like, I'm certain I'm feeling it vibrate, and then I check, and it's not. That started happening right after I got a phone. Anyway, reason I pulled out my little recorder is because I just finished buying my groceries, and, was trying to fit everything that I bought into my book bag, because it's by law now, if they have to charge you 5 cents per plastic bag now in Ontario, which is, that's cool, I guess, get people to start reusing bags. You kind of got to force people's arms, force their hand, or they're not going to do sensible things. So I was saying how if I can just squeeze this last thing in the book bag, then I'm sitting pretty. Which was a totally honest expression from me, but this older lady, not too old, but anyway, she laughed. She's like, sitting pretty. I guess that's not in common parlance. I like terms like that, though. Like, my mom's got a bunch of weird ones. She calls notebooks scribblers, and snow pants, or sometimes even long underwear, she calls them leggings. But yeah, I kind of like mildly outdated expressions. Alright, you know, this is probably enough. This is enough to make a show out of. This will be fine. Just gotta play one more song, but I don't know what. Maybe I'll come across something before I get home. Or maybe I'll just play it.
Lord, strike me down.
Get with real-time fucking recording ability. Blech, it's any little thing that happens to me I can comment on, but I just stepped in some dog shit. Fuck. Toronto is an extremely dog-friendly town, more so than anywhere else I've ever seen. So much so that it's like, well, dogs are off their leash all the time, and it's just expected, it's presumed that your dogs can go into stores. It's like people have to put up signs if they don't want a dog. You know, no dogs allowed in this store. It's fucking weird. Anyway, fortunately, I'm right at home too, but looks like I'm going to have to do an extra little walk. A little extra walk around the block, try to fucking clean this shoe off a bit. Because this is the only pair of shoes I got. And of course, I don't want to tromp through the house with shit on my feet. I've actually had this pair of shoes for a long time, like 2 years at least. And, well, I mean, I did own two pairs before this, but, the one that went down in the fire was just finally starting to, something fucked up in the back of it, it was kind of cutting my heel. But, man, I really don't get, like, chicks in their shoe thing. Such a cliche, but I've known enough chicks into shoes that it's some kind of a thing. Man, I just don't get it. I got one pair of shoes, dude. It works fine. I should probably have one more backup just in case disaster strikes, but... I don't. Anyway.
Once we leave the city.
Looked up that country song. It's by the Wilkinsons. Turns out they're Canadian from here in Ontario. This song is from 1998, the first song on their first album and their biggest hit, but there you go. Canada, man. I fucking love Canada. Ah. You just turn on Canadian radio. You hear some weird-ass Canadian country song from 1998. Probably never get played anywhere else. I wonder if it's like that in Iceland and places, you know, you just turn it on, you hear their weird local shit. It's good, man. It's good. Go out, see the world for a bit, but then, you know, embrace the local. Local is fucking cool.
I'm a lot like my dad, I would have to say. He's been wearing a beard ever since Mom passed away. She would have hated it. Inspiring, he likes to go to church to hear the choir sing Roses and Blue Jays. Winter comes, game over. He's in the driveway removing snow with a flamethrower. Drives a hard bargain, knows how to get the deals. Spring fever hits, he needs a new set of wheels. Every year, it never fails. Roaming around in his hometown, beach combing Roses and Blue Jays, I'm a lot like father. He knows he should go to work, but sometimes he doesn't bother. Reads books of every sort, gets all the news he needs from the weather report. The door stays open a few days and closes. What's more important than Blue Jays and roses? Son of a gun, the old man is something else. In addition to being a bullfighter and magician, he's a lazy river, a slow-moving train. Future Hall of Famer, playing through the pain. He's a grizzly bear. Saw a UFO. My dad's favorite things are roses and blue jays. I would say we're the same in more than a few ways. We're full of beans and big ideas. Cause I can't sleep, I'm not sure why he is. Wide awake and off to the races. Out of gas and lost in space. So full of beans and big ideas. Cause I can't sleep, I'm not sure why he is. Wide awake and off to the races. Out of gas and lost in space. We'll be right back.
It's like a day or two later now. Never got around to putting together that podcast, so I just wanted to say, remember I was talking about the country music station and how the songs totally were like story songs that just talked about good down-home values? Well, it's no coincidence that I noticed that, because I heard one of the promos for that radio station, and that's exactly what they said. They're like, songs where the lyrics actually make sense, with good, wholesome values. It's 95.7 whatever the fuck, New Country, Toronto. So I just got finished helping my good friend Preston Buttons film a short film. I'm gonna go back to help him more tomorrow. Man, it's fucking craziness. Tried to get to bed early, but I could not sleep for the fucking life of me yesterday. It was awful. I got like, I don't know, maybe 3 hours. And then had to get up at like 6 in the morning to go be a sound guy. Me and Picard doubled up. He did most of the boom pole holding while I just listened to make sure the sound was good. It wasn't hard or anything. Just so very early. It's such a long day. But finally on my way home. So I noticed when I was there, and I'm at the point now where it's like, obviously there's a lot of fun to be had having a girlfriend, but right now I'm not, it's not huge on my priority list. You know, I gotta get a fucking job first, for instance. And, I don't know, getting a little older, all the drama doesn't necessarily seem worth it once it starts to go awry. I mean, it's worth it, but no need to rush headlong. But man, there's this girl who I helped Preston do a makeup test a few weeks ago for this project. It's pretty crazy. It's like a gas mask that's melted into the face. And one of the girls who was working on makeup just seemed like just really cool when I met her for this makeup test. And then seeing her again. Unfortunately, she also has a boyfriend who also seemed really cool. I liked him. And this chick doesn't live in Toronto, so you know. Hey. Fairly unattainable, but just something clicked the second time seeing her, where it's just like, man, I like that chick. I mean, I really don't know her, but just from the little bit that I do know her, just super cool style, super cool attitude. Right about my age. Likes doing makeup for monster movies. Man, what a just cool chick. And just to feel, man, just that biology just start tingling, you know? Similar kind of feeling to when I first met Ian, the girl I dated in New York. Just to feel that ding, 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 ding. Do this. This is the direction to go. What a cool girl. So, 10 thumbs up to that chick, just for reminding me how cool girls can be. For re-sparking my love of girls. Let's play a song by the Horror Pops.